I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
This is Internet Marketing. Hello everybody and welcome to episode 187 of Internet Marketing, brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.com. Hello Kelvin.
Hello Andy and hello listeners.
And it's a very booky episode today, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, we do this every year or so, where we kind of sum up some of the books that I've read recently that I think are interesting and useful, and ones that people might potentially be interested in picking up if they've got a flight or if they're going off on holiday or just want something new to read. So I'll just dive straight into it, if that's right, Andy.
Please proceed, Mr. Cool. Kelvin Newman.
So first of those books is been around for a little while. It's called Herd by Mark Earls. Now, you'll all know I'm a big fan of kind of the world of behavioural economics and trying to understand how kind of scientific studies can help us understand how people act and behave and potentially how we as marketers can respond to that. Now, Mark Earls' book is very much within that world, but it isn't really kind of a true behavioural economics piece. And in fact, to some extent, Mark kind of positions himself as a kind of, you know, opposition to a lot of the way that people think about behavioural economics, because in a lot of behavioural economics, it kind of talks about, you know, individual rational people behaving in certain ways, or perhaps behaving irrationally, but as individuals. Now, what Mark is far more interested in is how we behave as groups. And he talks a lot about kind of how social phenomena spread and how copying is kind of very much inbuilt into the human way of life. So, yeah, it's really interesting from that perspective. And he kind of plots things like, so a couple of trends that he kind of talks about in the book is ghost bikes. I don't know if you've ever come across those, Andy.
Ghost bites.
Bikes. As in bicycles.
Oh, no. Ghost bicycle, no.
And basically what the ghost bicycle trend was where someone, if a cyclist is killed in a road traffic accident, you know, people would, to commemorate that person dying, paint a bike entirely white, all the tyres, all the spokes, all completely white, and chain it to the place where the person was killed as kind of a memorial thing, and to kind of, I suppose, point out the dangers of that particular location.
Sounds a bit spooky too.
Yeah, a bit spooky, and you know, but it kind of, no one decided that this was something that it kind of spread organically, and you know, sometimes actually a lot of people not even realising that, you know, they'd perhaps been influenced in that way, kind of thinking it was the original idea, even if perhaps they didn't really know about it. And also the kind of trend of cellotaphs, which is, I think, a kind of name that he coined himself, which is the, you're probably familiar with this, again, for various reasons, in the UK at least, if someone's kind of tragically killed in an accident, the kind of cellophane flowers kind of taped to the tree type thing, and kind of particularly when there's kind of large, you know, tragic accidents, the kind of lots of people delivering flowers and in this way. And there's some interesting bits within the book where Mark plots the kind of growth and spread of these ideas. And basically it's, you know, kind of to, you know, reduce it all down to one idea. It's the fact that actually, and then a great quote that Mark used, I don't think it's his originally, I think he's quoting someone else. He says, humans are to thinking as cats are to swimming. They can do it, but they avoid it if at all possible. And it's kind of this idea that in a lot of situations, actually, people aren't really thinking about the decisions that they're making. They're just making them. And they're making them kind of informed by the decisions of other people. If you can kind of understand this collective.
But it sort of questions the whole thing about free will, really, in a way, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I think it is a kind of, he's not saying that people are kind of like, zombie making these decisions, but it's a kind of like, actually life is so short and people are so busy that actually in a lot of cases what people want is their decisions to be not if you had to ponder and weigh up the pros and cons of every decision you'd make in a day, you wouldn't be able to function as a human being. And some of these decisions are good for marketers, it's where it's brand choices. But yeah, it's just kind of a really interesting book there. So I won't go into any more depth there than that, but hopefully that's one that's interesting as well. Next up on my list is actually from a guy, Dave Trott, who spoke at the last Brighton SEO. Not from SEO background, the book is not at all about SEO. It's not even really about digital marketing. In fact, it's tangentially related to marketing in the first place. It's far more about advertising. And Dave Trott is a kind of executive creative director at CST The Gate, and is kind of responsible for some of the most sort of iconic advertising campaigns of the late 80s, early 90s. So I think probably the most famous one that, I don't know if this ran all around the world, but certainly the people in the UK will recognise the Hello Tosh, Got a Toshiba.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, that was his idea.
He's made me laugh.
And there's loads of these campaigns that he's kind of responsible for. And the book sort of is a series of anecdotes and stories, and they're kind of relatively short. They're kind of quite punchily written, and you know, Dave Trott is a big fan of the one sentence paragraph and, you know, not writing more than you need to. So it's a very easily digestible book.
It's a man after my own heart.
Where he talks about kind of the process of how he kind of came up with ideas for stuff. And he kind of, it's connected to this kind of idea of predatory thinking that he talks about a lot, where the idea is that actually sometimes to win, you need to just reframe the problem in a slightly different way and approach it. So an example, he talked about Brian SEO, which I think is in the book. I've heard him talk so many times that I can forget what's in the book and what's not in the book. But he talked about they had a task where they were working for the fire safety people in the UK. They wanted to reduce the number of chip pan fires in the UK. By trying to think, how do we reduce chip pan fires? That wasn't the way they were going to solve it. Actually, what they were looking for, how are we going to measure reduction in chip pan fires? Well, in the traditional campaigns would show a house burning down, like how terrible it was to kind of have a chip pan fire, and didn't really ever seem to work. So instead they went, okay, well, what is the problem? The problem is, how do we measure success? And they measure success by a reduction in the number of fire brigade people being called out, right? Mm. You know, the number of call outs to the fire brigade, which then kind of frames it in a different question. So your question is not, how do we reduce chip pan fire deaths? It's actually, how do we reduce the number of people who are, calling the fire brigade to, respond when there's a chip pan fire? So then actually you frame the problem in a different way. So you're then going, well, actually, how do we reduce the number of people being called, the 999 calls? Which then you go, well, actually, what the campaign ought to be doing is telling people how to put them out. Mm. And if you tell people how to put them out, then they're not going to call the fire brigade. So it's kind of then, rather than showing the terrible things, you're showing a kind of informational, here's how you solve the fire. And it kind of has had a pretty pronounced impact on that. So it's a real great book, and all about kind of thinking creatively, which I think in pretty much any industry, whether it's marketing or digital marketing or just business, is a really useful skill to have.
It's a bit like keep asking why until you get to the root cause of something. As Kelvin takes a swig of his tea.
Next on my list, really, really short book from Seth Godin, who many of you know and were fans of on the show. Now, sometimes the problem with Seth Godin books is it takes a relatively good and compelling idea that's perhaps a little bit simple and then tries to extend it to a full-length book, when actually really you read the first five chapters and say, yes, Seth, I've got it, we don't need any more of this. Now, he's recently released a few more books that are kind of slimmer books. There's one that I think is really interesting called Poke the Box. To be honest, you can read it in about 35 minutes if you're a quick reader, probably even less than that. So it's a real, real, real slim volume. But it's a great book to read if ever you're kind of like doubting yourself, or perhaps, you know, you've got this great idea, but you're unsure whether to run with it, if you see what I mean. Or you're kind of perhaps feeling a little bit of kind of self-doubt about your kind of idea or concept. So it's all about kind of what you need to do to be a great marketer, a great person, to produce great work. And it's kind of one of those good ones to have about if ever you've got one of those days where perhaps you've lost a bit of your mojo, struggling with your creative ideas, or you've got a good idea and you just don't really want to hit that send button to send it to your boss or to release it to the public. Well worth recommended for reading on that purpose as well. Fourth book on my five list is Rework by the guys behind 37 Signals. Yeah, have you read that book, Andy?
No, I've been, it was on my meaning to buy and read list it was about 3 years ago when it first came out.
Yeah, I mean, it's been around for a number of years.
And I never got round to getting it. Have you read it?
Yeah, I've read it a couple of times, actually. And I recommend it really, really highly, because kind of, it's a bit sort of like manifesto-y, and here's how we do business, and everyone should do business in exactly the same way as us, which it can be a little bit over the top on occasion. But it's a really interesting different perspective to how most businesses are run. So it's basically 37 Signals, they are the company behind Basecamp and High Rise and Backpack, I think. Mm. It's Backpack, isn't it? So yeah, they produce a number of kind of software as service businesses, and they're, you know, just kind of really innovative and interesting business. And the way that they work is really interesting. And kind of in, you know, some of the things that they do differently is they don't all work in the same office. They don't have meetings per se. They have certain kind of rules and parameters about kind of flexible working and that type of thing. So, I mean, if you're ever thinking about setting up your own business, I definitely think that it's a good read from that perspective. And even if you're currently working within a business, but you're kind of looking about, well, how could we do this a little bit differently? I definitely recommend reading from that perspective. So the idea is it's got, how can your businesses be more efficient? But actually where it's most effective in terms of, here's a slightly different way of thinking about business that, you know, is pretty compelling. And I know that, you know, hundreds, if not thousands of businesses across the world, people have read this book and it's informed their business philosophy and how they run their businesses. So well worth having a read if you're kind of at all in the digital space. And finally, a book I haven't read, but I'm going to. It's on my next on my list, and I'm recommending it because I'm a big fan of the author and kind of know personally. A bit of a Brighton celebrity down here, a chap called Will McInnes from Nixon McInnes.
Has he written a book?
Yeah, he's written a book.
Do you know, I was just thinking Will should write a book because you were talking about rework.
Yeah, so it's kind of come out fairly recently, about sort of 3 or 4 weeks ago. It's called Culture Shock by Will McInnes. And Nixon McInnes started out as a web development company, became a bit of a social media company, and now kind of a social business company. And what the book's about is kind of connected to. So if you enjoy rework, I imagine you'll really enjoy Culture Shock. Mm. It's all about kind of the changing trends of business and how kind of more transparent and open businesses are doing really well. And I mean, I think it's particularly interesting because Nixon McInnes do some really interesting stuff on that front. So for example, everyone in their business, everyone knows what everyone's salary is. You know, that's all transparent and everyone knows. And, you know, other like really cool simple things they do, that they measure the happiness of the members of the team. So when you go in the office in the morning, there's a tennis ball there and you either put it, are you in a good mood or are you in a bad mood? And they keep track of that and then try and understand, well, what's the, you know, is it certain projects that are causing more unhappiness, or is it kind of certain weeks of the month that are more stressful than others, and kind of trying to learn from that. And what Will does in the book is he takes, you know, huge number of examples of businesses that are kind of part of this general kind of more social trend in business that's going on. So not social media, but kind of social as a kind of bigger concept. And yeah, well worth looking into there. And I've, you know, it's on my Kindle wish list and I'm kind of buying it for my next long train journey.
When is your birthday, Kelvin?
My birthday's just been, actually. Is it? 24th of September. So,
by the way, if you get the chance to hear Will McInnes speak, he's a terrific speaker as well.
Yeah, I mean, he's done some bits for like TEDx in Brighton. So I think on the TED site, you can watch the videos there as well. That's kind of a connected area. I think that presentation sort of like became the nexus of the idea that the book became.
So, Mr. Newman, what are we covering next time on Internet Magic?
Up next, we're going to be talking a little bit about Google+.
Looking forward to that. So that's it for this show. We'll see you next time on Internet Marketing, brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.com. See you next time.
See you soon.
Well, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. You can find us on the internet at www.internetmarketingpodcast.org, where you'll find show notes, links, and instructions on how to subscribe. We would absolutely love to get feedback, comments and questions from you. If you want to send an email, send it to kelvin.newman@sitevisibility.com. Also, feel free to comment on the website. And if you'd like to use our voice line number, if you're outside of the UK, it's +44 1273 256 150. If you're inside the UK, it's 01273 256 150. And you can leave a voice comment or question and we'll play it on the show. Also, we would absolutely be delighted if you would give us a rating on iTunes itself. Well, that's it for now. Andy White signing off until next week on Internet Marketing.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.